this is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Marsha Cossell, COSSELL, of the firm Lee Cossell and Crawley, address on file. Dear Ms. Cossell, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Earl Johnson, please note the following medical letter, period. Earl is E-A-R-L, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. On March 1st, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as taking the history directly from the patient, period. I did perform a physical examination on this date, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 61-year-old male, height 6'2" tall, weight 254 pounds, period. The patient sustained an injury in a shooting spree that occurred on April 15th, 2021 at the FedEx facility in Indianapolis, period. This occurred in the parking lot as the patient was coming into work, period. The shooter shot him. Shot him multiple times, period. The car window was shattered. The patient was in the car when bullet wounds entered his left shoulder as well as other areas, period. He had glass/bullet fragments still in several areas, including his chest, right shoulder, both arms, face and side, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he had immediate pain in his left shoulder, face, arms, and legs, period. The patient fell out of the car and injured his knees, period. The patient had to crawl under his car for shelter, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment present day, he continues to have pain and problems, specifically in his left shoulder with severely diminished range of motion, period. The pain is described as ranging from 6 to 10 out of 10, period. It is a throbbing pain and constant, period. It is daily and radiates down to his left hand with tingling, period. He has involuntary movement of his left shoulder area, period. He states that he has scars on his left foot on the plantar surface as he had to run without a shoe, period. He has scars on his chest, face, and bilateral arms, period. Psychologically, he is suffering as he easily angers, period. He has depression as well as anxiety episodes, period. He has sleeping problems, and he cannot tolerate being in crowds, period. He has problems with the stress of driving, period. New paragraph. The approximate timeline of his treatment, as he recalls, was that that day an ambulance took him to Methodist Emergency Room, period. He was admitted approximately a couple days, and he was advised against surgery, as he was told that it would cause worse trauma to try to recover more of the bullet fragments, period. They decided to leave the fragments in, period. He was given pain medicines as well as CT and MRI type scans, period. He was released to home care and followed up with his family doctor, period. He was placed on antidepressants and other medication, period. He was referred to a wound clinic at Hendricks Regional and was seen several times, period. He was referred to physical therapy and followed up with a trauma doctor, period. Workman's compensation referred him to Dr. Osborne of Ortho Indy, period. His medicines were changed and was told that he couldn't return to FedEx, period. He was referred to Dr. Reveal, that's R-E-V-E-A-L, for an exam and advised that surgery would not be wise, period. He was advised to continue physical therapy and was referred to Ortho Indy for a functional capacity evaluation, period. He was given an impairment rating by Dr. Reveal. He did have shoulder injections, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as following, period. Cooking is affected as well as baking, period. He has problems with cleaning and doing yard work, period. Yard work and woodwork is affected, period. He occasionally needs help dressing and washing himself, period. Sports such as basketball is affected, period. He has problems playing with children and grandchildren, period. Sex is affected as well as sleep, period. Because of the depression, he wants to be alone, and this does affect him with social interactions, period. He has problems attending football games, period. New paragraph. Medications include Naprosyn, another medicine for sleep, period. He is taking a medicine for anxiety, period. He is taking diclofenac for as an anti-inflammatory, period. He is taking cephalexin as well as Cialis, period. New paragraph. Present treatment includes Cialis, anti-inflammatory agents, as well as anti-anxiety and antidepressant agents, period. He is getting counseling approximately every couple months, period. He is doing exercise therapy at times, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is unremarkable. Period. He does have a history of fatty liver, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for cholecystectomy, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that he has never injured his left shoulder in the past, period. He did have depression with medications when his mother died, approximately in 2015, but it resolved after 1 year, and he was off medications until this event, period. He has had normal muscle aches and pains in the past, but nothing to this degree, period. He has never had physical therapy before, other than when he had a knee strain at Ortho Indy several years ago, and it resolved after 3 months, period. He has not been in any serious automobile accidents, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of a package handler at the FedEx facility, and he has been unable to return, period. He does work full-time as a senior account specialist at a call center, period. He can work a full week, but not do anything extremely physical, period. New paragraph. Under allergies, no known allergies. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records, and I want to comment on some of the findings, period. Office visit note from Danville Wound Care, April 26, 2021. Reason for visit was gunshot wound to the left shoulder and multiple shrapnel/glass puncture wounds, period. The history is that a 60-year-old black male who was seen today in the wound care center for gunshot wounds to the left shoulder and multiple shrapnel/glass puncture wounds, period. On April 15th, 2021, patient was arriving to work where he was the tragic victim of a mass shooting at FedEx, period. The patient is thought to have been shot with a shotgun three times, period. The car window also broke and the glass was involved in his injuries, period. Patient with a gunshot wound to the left shoulder and multiple areas of shrapnel/glass puncture wounds to his head/neck/torso/upper extremities, period. Patient also has wounds to his right knee and right elbow from getting down on the ground to find safety, period. office note, May 4th, 2021, from Dr. Haywood, H-A-Y-W-O-O-D. Dr. Haywood, Kegler, K-E-G-L-A-R, a PhD, diagnostic impression is post-traumatic stress disorder, treatment plan was psychiatric evaluation dash medication, and this was on May 4th, 2021. X-ray studies dated April 16th, 2021, three views of both shoulders, impressions, scattered metallic bullet fragments within the soft tissues, few scattered punctate metallic bullet fragments within the proximal to mid-humeral soft tissues, period. Radius and ulnar views, few scattered punctate metallic bullet fragments within the mid to distal soft tissues, period. Hand x-rays, few scattered punctate metallic bullet fragments within the soft tissues of all digits and palms, period. Left shoulder x-ray, scattered metallic bullet fragments within the soft tissues, period. Packing material within the soft tissues, period. Humerus X-ray scattered punctate metallic bullet fragments within the proximal to mid humerus soft tissues, period. Elbow X-rays punctate metallic bullet fragment within the proximal medial soft tissues, period. Hand X-rays few scattered punctate metallic bullet fragments within the soft tissues of all digits, period. I did review the X-rays. And visualization of the x-rays are much more impressive than the actual reports, period. On review of the actual x-rays themselves, you can see multiple devastating bullet fragments and bullet wounds to multiple areas, particularly devastating to the left shoulder, period. Note by Dr. Reveal, R-E-V-E-A-L, December 13th, 2021, state that the suspect has significant impairment from an emotional and psychological standpoint that I am not able to determine, it is not within my abilities, period. He has no physical limitations and no range of motion loss. This equates to a 3% upper extremity impairment, period. My comment on this impairment rating is that this is grossly inaccurate, period. The patient obviously was not given an impairment for the severe psychological standpoint, and on that particular date apparently had good range of motion that was not detected on my examination or in other areas of the records, period. Computer tomography, radiography, April 16th, 2021, impression multiple superficial small foreign bodies in the face, including a tiny foreign body beneath the left lower eyelid, period. CT of the maxillofacial area shows there are multiple tiny metallic foreign bodies in the skin of the right face, period. A 1 millimeter foreign body is suspected beneath the left lower eyelid, period. Period. Foreign bodies are also located in the lips, period. Emergency room report from IU Hospital was reviewed April 16th, 2021. Once again, their x-ray reports show bullet fragments in multiple areas. Period. New paragraph. On examination by me, March 1st, 2022, examination of the skin revealed multiple disfiguring scars. There are at least five scars involving the left anterior shoulder, period. One of them is a large 2 centimeter round scar with keloid formation involving the left anterior shoulder, and it is disfiguring, period. There is a 1 centimeter keloid scar involving the right anterior shoulder with 5 to 6 other scars in that region, period. There are a couple scars in the bilateral anterior chest, period. There are several right elbow and left elbow scars, period. There are fading scars involving the bilateral hands, period. There's a 1 centimeter keloid scar involving the right infra and posterior auricular area, period. ENT examination was otherwise negative, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination revealed the abdomen to be soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of extremities revealed extreme diminished range of motion of the left shoulder with tenderness, heat, and crepitance on range of motion, period. Specifically, left shoulder extension was diminished by 22 degrees, period. Flexion was diminished by 34 degrees, period. Adduction, ADD, adduction on the left was diminished by 14 degrees, period. Abduction, ABD, was diminished by 36 degrees, period. Internal rotation diminished by 18 degrees, period. External rotation diminished by 16 degrees, period. Examination of the right shoulder revealed full range of motion, period. Examination of the knees revealed diminished range of motion of the right knee with crepitance, period. The patient initially had a minor abnormal gait initially. However, as he walked further, this did resolve, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength in the left hand, period. The patient is left hand dominant, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left palmar aspect of digits 2, 3, and 4, period. There's a diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions are number 1, gunshot wound to the left shoulder. Number 2, post-traumatic stress disorder with depression. Number 3, neuropathy of the left arm with bullet fragments, period. Number 4, several scars disfiguring in nature with multiple shrapnel slash glass wounds, period. The above 4 diagnoses are directly due to the gunshot wounds of April 15th, 2021 at work, period. New paragraph. After review of all the records and conducting the history and physical examination, I have found that all his treatment, as partially outlined above, that was given to this individual were all appropriate, necessary, and reasonable, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, the patient qualifies for the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the left shoulder, the patient qualifies for a 13% upper extremity impairment. Utilizing table 15-5, class 1, page 403, and also utilizing table 13-11, page 335, contributing for the neuropathy, period. This converts to an 8% whole body impairment, utilizing table 15-11, page 420, period. In reference to the multiple disfiguring scars, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 8-2, page 166, period. In reference to the psychological issues, including the post-traumatic stress disorder, the patient qualifies for an additional 4% whole body impairment, utilizing table 14-8 to table 14-16, period. When we combine the 3 whole body impairments, the patient has a 15% whole body impairment as a direct result from being a victim of the gunshot wounds of April 15th of 2021 while at work, period. The patient was obviously given a much lower impairment rating, as I've outlined above, period. The doctor who gave that rating did not feel competent in rendering additional impairment for the psychological stress, and he did not take into consideration the severe diminished range of motion and problems that the patient was having with his left shoulder and entire left extremity, period. The rating doctor did not take into consideration the disfiguring scars and skin trauma, period. When the patient, as a patient ages, the patient will be much more susceptible to permanent and potentially severe arthritis in the affected gunshot areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need medications for analgesia as well as antidepressant and anti-anxiety medications at an estimated cost of $125 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will probably need surgery down the road to remove further fragments as they further remove further metallic bullet fragments as they are known to migrate over time, period. The patient may also need surgery to the left shoulder for his frozen shoulder to restore improved mobility, period. Estimated cost of the surgery would be approximately $125,000, and this would be all-inclusive of hospital anesthesia and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient will need some more psychological counseling to deal with his post-traumatic stress disorder at an estimated cost of $8,000, period. The patient should consider plastic surgical revision, specifically of the left shoulder, but other areas, including the right post-auricular area of the face, should be considered, period. The patient should consider some additional injections of the shoulder area at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.